Well, folks, we were expecting Matt McClain to come out here and host his latest edition of The Danger Zone, but apparently here comes his wife, Chrissy McClain, and I'm not really sure what this is all about. As Chrissy McClain enters the ring with a microphone in hand, it's apparent that the fans here not only hate Matt McClain, but they hate Chrissy McClain just as much. Well, there's nothing I can do about it. Take it away, Chrissy!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Danger Zone. Let the evacuations begin as the storm surge approaches. I'm your special guest hostess, Chrissy McClain. Tonight, we thought we'd spice things up just a bit and give the Danger Zone a new twist. My guest tonight is a former three-time World Heavyweight Champion and soon to be your new WWA World Heavyweight Champion. Please welcome my husband, the Crippler, Matt McClain.
What? You have to be kidding me! Matt McClain is now a guest on his own show? You know, if I wasn't seeing this with my own two eyes, I wouldn't believe it! He's gone into the back and apparently talked his beautiful wife, Chrissy, into hosting this segment of The Danger Zone. Apparently, in my opinion, to feed his own ego. You know what, Matt? You should be ashamed of yourself. And Chrissy, oh, come on, Chrissy! You know better than that! As the crowd continues to get on the McClains with chants of disapproval, let's turn the show over to Matt and Chrissy McClain.
Now, I know there are a lot of things you want to cover, Matt, besides me, of course. So why don't we start with the biggest issue at hand, your WWA World Heavyweight title shot tonight against champion Lee Reed.
Tonight, I have the chance to step into the ring with the man that carries the WWA on his shoulders. The man who some say is unbeatable. The world's heavyweight champion, Lee Real. Lee, tonight, the spotlight will be on you and me. The world will be watching as we engage in what is sure to be a classic battle of good versus evil. It's like I've been telling you all week, I respect you and what you've done. But when the bell rings, the respect goes out the window. And it's going to be all business. I'm going out there not to take the title off of you, but to prove to you and to the world that I'm the better wrestler. I'm here to prove to everybody that I am the greatest wrestler on the roster today.
You're also an asshole, according to all the people here in Arkansas.
This has got to be a big night for you, as you could walk out a four-time World Heavyweight Champion. As we all know, you should have already been wearing the title for some time now. But how does it feel to have a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship after only being with the WWA for a short time?
Make no mistake about it. I'm here to win, and winning is what I have on my mind. I have my sights set, and my focus is locked on my opponent, the world champion himself. Tonight's not just another title defense for Lee, but it's a test for me, and it's a test that I fully plan on passing. Tonight, I will walk out as the new WWA World Heavyweight Champion. And there isn't a damn thing anyone can do about it.
We all know that the tension has been building up between you and the so-called career killer, Daryl Bazal. And at Grindr, you and he will be stepping into a 2 out of 3 falls match with each other. Now that he can't tuck tail and run away from you, what exactly do you have in store for Daryl? Or, as our good friend Malik Johnson would say, crybaby bitch boy.
Chrissy, you know better than anyone else that there's no love off between Dissolve and myself for what he did to me in the Elimination Chamber in the BWA. It was all because he wanted to prove a point to Malik. And because he had to be a prick, he just had to teach that lesson to Malik. He put me out for 1.5 years, and he almost ended my career, all just because he had to be nothing more than your average schoolyard bully. Daryl, you crossed the line when you hit me with your light of judgment 3 different times. You went on to win the match and the BWA heavyweight title, and that's all fine. But when I made it back to the Bayou, you were gone. Nowhere to be seen, Daryl. Then, of all the times you could show up, you showed up on the night I was put into the coma by Diablo. You even had enough balls to come to the hospital and say you were sorry. You couldn't do it to my face. You had to wait until I was in a coma, Daryl. You show you have no fucking nutsack, boy. You did nothing but pretend to say you've changed when you said you were sorry. Daryl, you stupid son of a bitch! This is all a game to you, isn't it? You said you were sorry because you wanted the fans to think you're a good man. A good man, Daryl? That's never gonna fucking happen, boy. You wanted to buy into your sad, pathetic story because it's all you've got left of your damn life. Alexis doesn't even want you anymore because you're nothing more than a sad, sadistic little piece of shit.
Daryl, you come out here and you play the fans. Matt and I, we know you better than that. So why pretend to be something that you're not? It's time that you step up to the plate about the mistakes you made in your life. Come hell or high water at Grindr, Matt will make good on his promise and leave you broken and crippled in the middle of the ring, as we prove to everyone that you're nothing more than a little boy playing a man's game.
Daryl, just like Chrissy said, you're going to have to pay for your past sins when you step into the ring with me. I am going to be your judge, your jury, and your executioner. You're going to wish that you had never placed that call for me to come here and watch your back. And then in a heartbeat, in a blink of an eye, you threw it away because you couldn't condemn what I was doing. If that was the case, Daryl, you should have never have called me. I will end your career at Grindr, and I will show you just how sad and pathetic that your life truly is. And then, I'm going to be the one that is going to be labeled the career killer.
Wow, those are some very strong words from not only the crippler Matt McClain, but his wife Chrissy as well. It seems that at the Grindr, these two men in this 2 out of 3 falls match is going to be one of the most personal bouts that we have seen in a very, very long time. Who's going to emerge victorious, I just don't know. But on April 1st, 2006, when Matt McClain and Daryl Bazov get into the ring and go one-on-one, it's going to be something for the record books. But the record books are just going to have to wait, because this feud between Bazov and McClain is going to come to a climax at next month's iPay-per-view entitled The Grindr. How long can Daryl Bazov fend off a very hungry Matt McClain? I don't know, but I know the one thing, and that's Matt and Chrissy McClain together are a devastating team, and one has to wonder if Team Bazov is up to this challenge. I'm doing a show. Are you sure this is from Rick Righteous? You're positive. It's from the general manager. He gave it to you personally. We're live, sir. Okay, thank you. Fans, I've just received another memo from Rick Righteous, our general manager, and apparently all the ladders have been broken in last match. According to this piece of paper, Rick Righteous has no choice but to remove the ladder stipulation from our WWA World Television title match and replace it with a 30-minute time limit. You know what? I'm just not sure how this is going to affect either wrestler's game plan, but like in Survivor, I guess the boss has spoken. Okay, folks, hold on to your seats, because it's time to greet our first competitor in our WWA World Television Championship bout. Let's go to the ring for our opening introductions.
WWA fans, this next contest is scheduled for 1-4 and will be for the WWA World Television Championship.
As Quarterback's latest underground hit, Addicted, bumps out across our arena, oh, a huge burst of red and silver pyrotechnics explode high into the air and across the stage, and the entranceway is filling up with smoke, and through the haze, bobbing his head up and down to the music, it's our WWA World Television Champion, it's the Nightmare, Todd Knight. Tonight, the champion is wearing his trademark baggy bloodstained white Echo shorts and a pair of bloodstained white Nike socks. Todd Knight's bald head is shining in the spotlight, and as you can see, that the left side of his forehead is now covered with the small white bandages. Knight is not wearing a shirt, and with his arms and chest covered with hundreds of various shapes of scars from all the years of his hardcore competition, you know Todd Knight has been through hell and back just to get where he is in this business.
Hey, fuck you, Knight! Go back to Texas, you fucking jerk!
Around his waist, Todd Knight proudly presents that Platinum Limited Edition WWA World Television Championship belt that he designed himself. And as he looks around the arena, you can see him slowly starting to get agitated over the crowd, who is now booing Knight to death. With a cocky look on his face, he throws both arms high into the air and flips over the top rope and into the ring. Oh, what is he doing? Yeah, that's real nice, Todd. Flip off the crowd. There you go. Double middle fingers, not just one. One wouldn't do. You're unbelievable. unbelievable night. No wonder practically everybody hates you.
Now, I've been all over the world, from Tokyo, Japan, all the way to Mexico City, Mexico, and I've seen a lot of things. But I have to tell all you people that North Little Rock, Arkansas has got to be one of the dirtiest, filthiest piece of shit cities in the entire planet. Yeah, yeah, you people can boo me, you people can chant all you want, but the fact remains that each and every one of you people here tonight are nothing but some backwoods, hillbilly, trailer park living, welfare recipient, sister humping, goat fucking pieces of trash.
Now in the ring, he hails from Austin, Texas, and weighed tonight at a solid 220 pounds. He is known throughout the world as a cruiserweight legend, and some regard him as the very first of BACW hardcore icons. He is a self-proclaimed badass effing show, and one of the most innovative wrestlers of our time. He is the current and reigning undisputed WWE World Television Champion. He is simply the Nightmare, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Knight.
You know, folks, Todd Knight is both loved and hated here by the fans in WWA. In fact, his popularity varies from state to state, at least here in the United States. In Europe, some countries like him, some people don't. But from what I've been told, Todd Knight's merchandise, after he took that 20-foot drop onto the table that crushed Mike Johnson last week, his sales, the merchandise sales for Todd Knight's stuff, have gone through the roof. As the scars on his forehead begin to mount, and the thirst that these fans have for blood continues to rise, in my opinion, Todd Knight can only go up from the TV title. And speaking of going up and wrestlers who are on an upswing, here comes his opponent.
His opponent, he comes to us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and only tells us his name. This is Beastmaster, Ward Lambert!
Lambert slides under the bottom rope, but Knight is quick to fill from the ring, avoiding the early attack. The referee immediately gets in Ord Lambert's face, and Lambert now gets into it with the referee, and he's taking his eyes off the crafty Knight. The champion has now gotten up onto the apron and springboarding into the ring. Oh, high flying somersault into the ring onto Ord Lambert. Oh, reverse roll up. 1, 2, Lambert kicks out, and my God, the force of the kick out just forced Todd Knight into the turnbuckle chest first, stumbling backwards towards Lambert. Here comes the challenger to greet him with the reverse clothesline, and face first into the canvas goes Todd Knight. It's the challenger's turn now to climb the turnbuckle as the groggy Todd Knight stumbles to his feet. Lambert unloads. Oh, awesome drop kick from the top ropes, and I think he just knocked the stubble off of Todd Knight's face. Org is going for the 1, 2, 3, no, but Knight easily kicks out, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Org Lambert appears to have a very good game plan going into the early stages of this bout, but I would not be surprised to see an upset here, especially if Todd Knight cannot adapt to Org Lambert's new style. Lambert has patiently waited for a long time to strike, and if Knight isn't careful, this could be the day the music died. Off the canvas and into the turnbuckle with the thud goes the champion, and quickly closing the gap, it's Org Lambert going to work with a series of limb-snapping stomps to the knee. Knight fits chop across the chest of Todd Knight, forces the champion to grimace in pain, and locking into a vice-like side headlock, it's Org Lambert who's now signaling for the Bulldog. Out of the corner, and Knight reverses, countering with a beautiful surprise ankle breaker, and just like that, Org Lambert is in trouble. Body slam by Knight onto the logo, stuns the challenger long enough for Knight to charge the ropes, and here comes Todd Knight up onto the top turnbuckle, leaping up into the air and arching backwards. Oh, what a killer springboard moonsault, and it appears that both men will not be denied. Shoulders to the canvas, and here's the champion with the cover. 1, 2, Lambert rolls through the cover, and Todd Knight can only shake his head in disbelief. Folks, Todd Knight has said in his interviews this week that he is hell-bent on becoming the best world television champion in professional wrestling history. But in order to do that, he must defeat Org Lambert tonight. Todd Knight is not about the world television title. Todd Knight is about propelling Todd Knight into the echelons of superstardom. Pulling Lambert off the canvas. Oh, wow! Low blow by the challenger. Stuns the champion and taking hold of his groin. Knight shakes from the testicular throb. Org Lambert isn't waiting and tossing the champion into the ropes. Here comes Knight hard on the rebound. Hip toss by Org in the middle of the ring. And oh my god! Into an armbar extension. This could be it. Todd Knight is struggling to get to the ropes. And if he doesn't, he's got to give up his title. Or Org could hyperextend the elbow of the champion. The referee is looking in close and finally reaching the ropes. It's Todd Knight. Oh my god! Knight has grabbed the ropes and the referee is now instructing Org Lambert to break the hold. Knight is now clutching his elbow in pain on the canvas, and here comes a very determined challenger with a series of kicks to the head, chest, neck, arm, and leg area of the champion. Off the canvas and into the ropes goes Todd Knight, and closing the gap, Org Lambert misses with the wild clothesline. Knight counters, but he misses with the clothesline too. Lambert is quick to rake the eye, stopping the champion dead in his tracks, and tossing the champion into the corner with the thud. Up and over the top rope goes Todd Knight, hitting the hard concrete floor, and Org Lambert is on fire. Running start from the back of the ring, and through the ropes goes Org Lambert, and Knight sidesteps the shoulder block. Into the railing with a vicious clang goes the challenger, and lifting Org Lambert from his back, it's Knight who delivers a nasty concrete scoop slam. Org Lambert arches his back in pain and forcing the challenger under the bottom ropes. It's Knight who follows up onto the apron. Lambert now staggers up onto his feet from the outside of the apron. Here comes Todd Knight pulling back on the middle line and launching himself into the air. Springboard fizz, and Knight is now unloading with punches and punches. Org rotates into a side shoulder, sends it flipping the champion's shoulders. They're on the canvas. One, two, no, Knight with a scissor kick, and that stops the count. And my god, folks, that was seriously too close for comfort for Todd Knight. Knight is visibly furious right now, pulling a stunned Org Lambert from the canvas. It's Knight who initiates a hard Irish whip, oh, reversal by Org, and redirecting Knight, oh, into the corner with a thud, and Knight, uh-oh, Knight just collided with the referee, and the man in stripes is out cold, folks. Hold on to your seats. It's clusterfuck time. Knight wobbles to his feet. Oh, my god, powder to the eyes of the champion, and the referee is out. He didn't see it. I smell a title change, and there's no one here who wants to save Todd Knight in this title match. Lambert has now rolled out of the ring, and he's bringing in that bale of barbed wire, and Org Lambert has set up in the middle of the logo. He's calling for the Crown of Thorns finisher, and if he hits this, it's completely over. Say goodnight, Gracie. The party's over. Stone Hard punch to the side of the head of the champion, and jamming a champion's head between his thighs. Oh, my god! Knight just stabbed Org Lambert in the leg with that damn fork, and where the hell did he get it from? Lambert is in pain and releasing the finisher. It's Knight who jams a fork right into Org's forehead. Lambert is busted open. There's nothing he can do. Knight with a boot to the stomachs. Org's head between his thighs. Knight with a sunset. No!
Oh, my god!
WWE World Television Champion, the Nightmare, Todd Knight!
Todd Knight gets his hand raised high
enough. Oh my god, look out!
Into the ring with his trusty rusty shovel comes the man Mike Johnson, and down goes Todd Knight, face first into the crotch of Org Lambert, and that will have the Beastmaster singing soprano for at least a month. Young Sally has now appeared at ringside, and good lord almighty, not again. Come on, Mike, come on, Sally, not again. Sally has just set up a table adjacent to the apron, and Mike Johnson is now dragging the television champion through the ropes onto the apron and jamming his head between his thighs. Oh, Johnson's going to repeat last week's scenario. Head into the ground, up over the crotch, into he's got a steel chair. Org Lambert looks furious and Johnson doesn't see him. Sally does. Sally, you're pregnant. Get out of the way. Around the corner with a head of steam comes Org Lambert. He reaches back.
Oh my God.
Chair shot from hell. And down goes young Sally at the brutal hands of Org Lambert. And good Lord Almighty, somebody get a medic out here for young Sally. Steel chair shot from hell! Ork scoops Johnson from the wreckage! Crash and burn! Oh my God! Pile driver onto the concrete! Ork Lambert just hit Mike Johnson's modified leaping cradle! Pile driver onto the concrete! And look at Ork Lambert going up the aisle with a sick, sadistic smile on his face! Ork Lambert has lost his match, but he has not lost a war! On the outside, Todd Knight is now knocked out cold, bleeding buckets for WWA. Mike Johnson also needs medical attention. And my God, with